92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk in the 11 o'clock hour of the Monica Jay Show, hour number two. I hope you're having a fabulous Thursday. 884-9910 if you'd like to give the show a call today, your live and local FM talk show, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com, or you can text me as well. If you've heard the show, you probably know I'm not too keen on funding art projects. There's a lot of things that the federal government and our local governments fund that I think should be done through private donations. Keep the American people's money, citizens' money, locals' money working for the things that affect everybody. Infrastructure, police, fire, education, art, sports, extracurricular. That's not in the taxpayer's best interest. People will bring up arguments that art is about the quality of life. Kids' happiness with sports is about the quality of life. No, not having homeless people living on the streets, not having sewer problems because it's at capacity, not having roads all chewed up and having to wait for months, even years, to have them fixed. That is in the taxpayers' quality of life issues. The other ones, easily funded through private donations. Now, after that rant, I do want to tell you something I can get totally behind. The city of Sparks is going to be displaying an art piece today with the David J. Draculich Foundation. It's going to be housed at the Alf Sorensen Community Center. And it's a really cool piece of art. Art is in the eye of the beholder. And it can come from anything. It can come from paint. It can come from material. It can come from steel, wood, anything. Garbage. Didn't somebody do a display, a photographic display of all the garbage that was being dumped in our deserts? Well, this is a piece that's been over a year in the making. It's 1,000 paper cranes made out of decommissioned military uniforms. Wait, I'm confused. 1,000 paper cranes made out of decommissioned when did they make military uniforms out of paper? I don't understand that. But Gene Hughes, the artist, also a Vietnam veteran, if you don't know, cranes, they have a Japanese tradition, actually. 1,000 paper cranes, then those 1,000 blessings will come to you. So Hughes says he made the project to bring the community and veterans together. Anything that brings the community and veterans together, I'm all for. Especially if kids are involved. Because people, especially children, need to hear the truth from the people who were there the people who fought the wars, who fought the battles, who did what they were told by those in charge. Even if that means that things didn't turn out so well. Don't think that that was the first or the last time that we will be involved in a conflict that wasn't in America's best interest to be a part of. I keep hearing all of this just straight up BS with the whole Ukraine thing about national security for America. National security for this country, those hundreds of millions of dollars just given to the Ukraine, may be better spent in better quality conditions for our military men and women, better health care afterwards, better equipment up to date for the men and women. And then the people who don't need to be out of country, back in this country, protecting the sovereignty of this nation, protecting our borders, protecting our waterways, protecting our ports, protecting our food, protecting our votes, protecting the American citizens that pay for all of it. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't believe in helping out other countries in need. But the people that are supposed to be following along and checking out that need, did you hear my air quotes there? Need our ambassadors, the people who are in these other countries, who are supposed to be protecting the taxpayers' dollars from use in corruption. It's not just the Ukraine. I get we dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And we decimated everything around it. So we pitched in to help build it up. Have you seen it lately? They don't need any more of our money. Countries that are designated third world and developing need to have another look at them, because they don't need our money. Your money that keeps getting taken out of your check, the whole reason of living paycheck to paycheck, not being able to pay rent, is because it goes to other countries. It's being spent to pay people off. It's being spent for information. It's also being spent for corruption. And no one's keeping an eye on it, as we just saw. We need to stop worrying about term limits and start coming up with rules and laws that say if you are a representative of the United States of America, whether it be president, vice president, secretary of state, a politician in any sense of the word. Your family should not be benefiting from any foreign country unless it is 100% publicly known. People didn't know about Hunter Biden and Barista. People don't know, because they still don't look it up, about Joe Biden's brother and China. Why? Because this is the way they do things in Washington, D.C., in the so-called swamp. Harry Reid's family members working on campaigns. It's called transparency and full disclosure. You know, the Democrats that keep screaming, we need transparency, we want transparency, we want, and yet they do not do anything when it comes to a Democrat to promote that. Even when a presidential candidate lies right to the American people. If Biden is lying now, guess what? You know he lied when he was vice president, and you know that he's only going to be lying if he gets into the White House. The same with Hillary Clinton. Now we all know why Hillary Clinton stuck with Bill after the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. It wasn't because of her wifely loving duty. No, it's because they were so and are so deep into all of this BS that they can't have something like that. They need to stick together because they are thick as thieves. 884-9910. I still can't get over last night. But if there's something else you want to talk about, I got a couple of things coming up for the holiday season. 884-9910. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada at 884-9910. Let's head to the phone lines and say hi and good morning, Thursday morning, to John, who wants to add a little bit to the where your tax dollars are going. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning from Lake Tahoe, actually. I am from Gardnerville. Thank you for taking my call, Monica. Talking about taxpayer waste and by our government, you know, the money that has just been allocated to the BLM, by the Department of Interior head, that they have just passed a spending increase to, of course, gather the horses and burros. And it's just what blows me away is it's costing the taxpayers $50-60 million to imprison these horses, plus the roundup fees, which is $1,000 per horse. So if you just do the math, I don't know if it's $100 million, whatever, but the fact that the BLM is out of control with this new head of the Department of Interior, where he said the United States' biggest problem is our wild horses on the range. Literally, I'm beside myself. I recently turned down a job for the BLM that was going to pay me thousands of dollars just because I am that passionate about our public lands remaining public, Monica. And it just blows me away that the Department of Interior is allowing the BLM to do a mass removal for what? Is it oil, gas, cattle? It just bothers me to the core. So I just wanted to share my two cents.
I'm glad you did, John. I was kind of blown away, too. It's like, really? That's the biggest problem?
By the way, Monica, sorry to just jump in, and if, I don't know if John's still there, but thanks for that call, John.
John is still here with us.
Yeah, that and climate change.
That, yes. Yeah. And climate change.
Yeah, God forbid the climate should change.
All those cows farting.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to, you know, why are we going after the wild horses when it's the cattle farts?
Yeah. And John, just one more thing, too. You know, again, this $25 million in this latest omnibus bill to study gun violence, like $25 million is a drop in the bucket when it comes to the 1.4 or 5 or 6 or whatever it is now, trillion-dollar budget, omnibus spending bill. But and here's the problem with Trump, too. You remember what he said the last time he signed a bill like that, you know? And that was when he was being led by the nose by Paul Ryan and company. I'll never do it again. And he keeps making these threats that he's going to be known as a, I mean, China has already got him figured out. He's a paper tiger when it comes to China and tariffs. He's a paper tiger now to the Democrats. If you keep saying you're not going to do something and you continue to do it, who's going to take you seriously?
Exactly.
There is that. Yeah. John, thank you.
I mean, for just one last thing, here we are. I'm a Nevada resident for my whole life. Nevada is my backyard. It is where I recreate. It is where I meditate. It is where I get away from it all. And for the BLM to come in here and close down areas for sage grouse. Right now we have a problem with Lake Tahoe. The Forest Service is closing down a very well-known area called Hellhole because of a frog, because they got sued by the Sierra Club. And it's just, you know, what I'm saying is I'm passionate about our lands to remain public and the money they waste of our tax dollars to police this land of ours. Why aren't they out there picking up trash? Why aren't they out there being land janitors like they should be, not wild horse haters? And,
yeah,
you know,
stewards.
It's a game to them when they're flying around in their helicopters. These guys are like, when a horse gets away, their blood heats up and they are relentless to get that horse. They will go after that one horse, you know, that got away, and they'll come back the next day. It's just heartbreaking, you guys. So that's my two cents.
John, thank you so much for the call. Greatly appreciate it. And I want to know how much that frog is paying in tax dollars to make sure that that land is protected.
Hey, Monica.
It's called public land for a reason, Jerry.
I'm going to announce subject change here real quick because you mentioned something. You mentioned my name earlier, and the problem, again, I was trying to figure this out with this whole thing with Pelosi and not getting getting this to the Senate. And I thought, okay, is she thinking that I'm going to wait? Here's the question I would have. Maybe somebody can do some research, and the good thing you can take out of this is maybe to learn something about how the system, quote-unquote, works or doesn't work. I got to thinking, okay, how long could she conceivably hold it? Could she hold it thinking that Democrats will gain control of the Senate? Because it's still close, really close in the Senate. Even if she did that, yeah, the Senate could put on their dog and pony show like the Democrats in the House put on their dog and pony show. So they could be doing that if they decide to do it, if Trump gets reelected. But he still wouldn't be removed from office because, you know, if they lose, whatever, 3, 4, 5, 6 seats, they're still not going to be the 67 required to remove him from office as long as Republicans keep, well, do the math, 100 minus 37 or whatever it is. They won't lose 20 seats. I don't even think there are that many seats up for election in 2020 for the Republicans. So it's kind of interesting to, like I said, that's the most positive thing you can get out of this, is to learn something from it, as in how long could she actually hold them?
I'm sorry. I'm actually crying. I have my jaw clenched so tight. I didn't mention you. I mentioned Jerry Nadler, but for some reason, again, it goes back to you only hear what you want to hear.
No. I thought when you were talking about the concern over the Republican Party in the state of Nevada, I'm way past concern. I'm faced with the reality that the Republican Party of Nevada is now the California Republican Party of Nevada.
Yeah.
Call it the East California. I mean, look at like you mentioned, Sotomayor. Look at the people that got through the tax increase. But I wanted to go back real quick and just finish this thought on the because I've been going back and forth with a friend of mine today that said, you know, McConnell sounded tough this morning. Yeah, right. McConnell. think about that. The two people that are primarily going to be in charge of this, if and when it gets to the Senate, are Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, who said in his Southern Patsy Boy accent, shut up, when Bush was trying to get the amnesty through when Bush was in office, and talk radio and everybody stood up and made their calls, their thousands of calls, and they stopped the bill. And what did Lindsey Graham say to you and me and people that were against all this amnesty and these handouts? Shut up. So Lindsey Graham, one of the biggest rhinos in the Senate, who all of a sudden found, he didn't find any conservative roots. There are none there. He puts on a show, gets close to election time. There is somebody running against him, by the way, in this upcoming election. And Mitch McConnell. We need the majority in the Senate to stop Obama's unconstitutional Dream Act legislation, blah, blah, blah. You give them the majority in the Senate, and what is the first thing they did? They funded the program.
Yeah.
So forgive my skepticism. I'm cautiously pessimistic about those two jokers, those two Republicrats, or whatever you want to call them. They're rhinos holding a trial in the Senate I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in their tough guy stance that they're taking and have been taking for the last several months.
Democrats vote with Democrats. Republicans vote for whoever or vote with whoever.
Yeah.
It's just the way that our party is sitting right now.
Hey, that's my two cents. You may not agree with it, but if I'm right, you can't avoid the consequences.
That's true. Thank you, Jerry Evans. All right, let's take a quick Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thank you for being here. It's last 20 minutes or so of the show. Gabe just sent me a message through Facebook on Messenger. Gabe pointed out, I neglected to mention who that soundbite was that I played earlier in the show. Jim Jordan, of course, speaking on the House floor for 3 minutes. Now, why did he get 3 minutes and some people get 30 seconds? And because some people give their time to others so they can make a more poignant point. So time was taken out of others for Jim Jordan, and I tell you, he nailed it. All right there. You can head on over to the podcast later today and at 991fmtalk.com. Just hit podcasts, today's date, first hour of the show. You can hear it. You can see it on my Twitter account as well. It is very important, if you don't listen to all the bites and everything that come out, listen to Jim Jordan's. It is so important. I will vote for that man for president in 2024. People keep saying, well, who's going to run in 2024? We're more concerned about 2024 because we know Trump's going to get elected in 2020. I say Jim Jordan. I want to see, people want him speaking in their communities right now. Actually, I know one of the Republican groups here is trying to get him to speak. Because he is the one that has opened the most eyes when it comes to this impeachment scam. So, Gabe, thanks for keeping me on track. Thanks for sending me that message. Also sending me a message, Gary, this morning. Why no media coverage of Biden's bribery? Hunter Biden, $3.6 million income from serving on the Ukrainian Burisma company board. Totally unqualified for the assignment. Never visited the Ukraine on business for his job. Why are the fake media not reporting on this corruption during the Obama administration? Well, you said it right there, Gary. It was the Obama administration. They own the media. The Democrats own the media. Going on with Gary's email, many of us do not care about the Ukraine. Trump doesn't need that issue for his reelection. The Bidens created the Ukraine situation. Trump is simply bringing it to the surface. Yet the lamestream media have zero to chat about the Biden corruption. Politics is corruption. The public simply need to apply common sense. You know what, Gary? You know what the problem is for us? Is we have common sense. And it is just a real pain to have to deal with all these other people that don't have it. And an even bigger pain to deal with the media and the politicians who don't think we have it and think they know how to manipulate us. I should get the line on a hotkey so I can play it anytime I want. But that one reporter saying people only know what we want them to know. There is no such thing as fair and balanced media anymore. All you can do is remember that there are two sides to every story, and you need to listen to the other side every once in a while. And then figure out the truth for yourself. That's what a lot of Democrats are actually doing right now, and I do have to give them credit for it. Like the three Democrats who actually had the courage to vote no on one of the impeachment articles, and two of those Democrats that voted no on the first article as well. We shouldn't be Democrats or Republicans. We should be what is for the best of the people of this country. And I know it's gross, but I'm going to puke next time I hear Nancy Pelosi talking about how she's defending the Constitution of the United States of America. I'll just lose it. Every time I see her coming on, I turn the mute button on. Because it disgusts me when people go against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution with everything they do, and then they turn around and they are saying that they are defending it. They are fighting for the words of the Founding Fathers. It makes me physically ill. We talk about term limits and all this. You know what? It's not about the term limits. It's about the money. It's about Republican, in name only, casino owners backing Hillary Sheevy, paying for her elections, paying for her re-election, to make sure that their bidding is done. It's about money. It's about developers donating to commissioners. So when those commissioners run for re-election and they've got the bigger signs, they've got the signs out earlier, they've got more of them spread across their entire area, even in areas that they don't cover. It's about the money. And it's easy for you to figure that out. All you have to do is go to the Secretary of State website, go into the campaign finances, and you can see who is funding the different campaigns. And then you have to ask yourself, are they representing me? Are they fighting for what I believe in? Or are they representing what is in their best interest? Do you think that the casino owners are concerned about affordable housing for their employees? Or are they more concerned with things like business improvement districts that the taxes and the responsibilities don't fall on them, it falls on the other taxpayers around them? Are they concerned with keeping all of Reno in beautiful, livable, visitable, beauty, or is it just Virginia and Sierra Street? We have a chance to decide coming up in 2020. Let's not just vote our wards. Worst thing that could have been put through ever, ward-only voting. What affects your ward affects me. And the downtown wards? Naomi Dewar's ward? Oscar Delgado's ward? Neoma Jardin's ward? Looking pretty shabby right now, thanks to their votes. Primary people. Primary most important election possible. General. Democrats are going to vote for Democrats and Republicans are going to vote for Republicans. Primary is when we get that candidate in who we want representing us. Find out all you can. Find out where they're getting their money. Find out, pay attention. When those unions are endorsing them, does that really make a difference? The unions? The unions that are fighting, not for you. They're fighting for themselves to get more union dues, more union money from the people that they supposedly represent. And that money is going to come from you. So keep that in mind, too. Doesn't matter if it's Washoe. Doesn't matter if it's City of Reno. It's the same in every single city, every single county, every single state in this country. I can't wait to see the final price tag for 2020. It is by far going to be the most expensive election in our history. Billions of dollars are going to be spent to try to cover up people's lies. 884-9910, the number for you to call and voice your concerns. It's your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
It's the Monica J Show. Checking out my texts here. I want to share one of them with you. You go, girl. You tell them. This is from my friend Jules. I'm scared that this could all start a civil war. I'm super scared about it, actually. Look what's happening in Virginia. They say that's where it's all going to start. Very scary. And where do I complain about these rhinos? I don't want these rhinos anymore in office. I want my voice heard. Well, to Julie and to anybody else who feels that way, who you express your opinions to is all of us. By calling 884-9910 during the show every weekday between 10 and noon. So other people know that they aren't just thinking that for themselves. That there are a lot of other people out there who are upset, who don't want to see another Brian Sandoval as governor of this state, who don't want to see another Michael Roberson running for lieutenant governor of this state, who don't want to see someone like Heidi Kassam get elected to Congress from this state. It's all in watching what's going on and listening and finding out things about people that you need to know. Like when they support and endorse Democrat candidates who vote impeachment against probably the most active for the American people's president there has ever been. You need to know who people are and what they stand for. And you need to watch the other states, too. And you need to speak up. You need to call Pelosi right now and get your friends to call Pelosi's office in California, in Washington, and say, stop playing with our lives and get the articles of impeachment to the Senate so we can be done with this. Stop playing your political power games. Pay attention to what's going on in Virginia. Even the citizens and the residents stood up there and said, we will not stand for gun confiscation. So now the legislators have changed the bill to gun registration. It's still the same thing. It's just a different name for it. And I would try to soothe your fears, Jules, but if it keeps going the way it's going, yeah, it will be another civil war. Because I hate to tell you this, but I get the emails all the time. There are people out there that are ready for it. And I just don't want to see that happen. Love ya. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.